to the news. You can sleep with the blues on this wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Ladies and gentlemen, fear not. The borders for this show are secured and permit people to pass freely back and forth as needed to be done. It's the show. It's Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee, alongside, just for now, the lovely and talented Al Perkins.
And we said, fuck it. Let's just start.
Let's just start, because Kat's running late. Actually, Marnie's here before Kat.
We've got drinks and nuts. We'll just do it.
Yes, in that order. I made an exceptionally stout beverage this evening, but I also have coffee as a backup and water, so I think I've covered all bases. Uh-huh. Not really sure, but I think we'll make it through all this in good health. Hello, Joe DeGanzik is already in the chat room, along with, well, that's just Al. That's it, just Joe and Missy. That's all there is so far.
If anybody else is to come, I don't give a shit.
It's an odd evening here in Phoenix. We got at least I don't recall being told about it. We got an unexpected rain shower that started this afternoon. All of a sudden, I hear thunder, and I'm like, I didn't realize it was thunder. I'm like, was there a trash truck going by? Yeah. I didn't know what it was. And look out, and all of a sudden, boom, it is rain and darkness, and it was kind of neat for a minute. And then then you forget that everybody forgets how to drive.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I never knew. So.
Oh, well, that's we're starting out with a disadvantage already.
Right. Having never learned how to drive, there were no skills to actually abandon.
What vehicles did you use for transportation in your childhood then?
My sister had a Buick someone. Let's say Le Sabre.
Okay.
That feels right.
Le Sabre.
Le Sabre. So I learned to drive. Oh, yeah. I took my driving test on that car, and then my parents had a Delta 88 that was roughly the size of a barge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
driving a couch.
But yeah. Uh-huh. More like three couches. But, like, I took my driver's test, and it was like two right turns. We never saw another car. I never did the hand signal part.
Oh.
And never had to parallel park. Like, somebody was having a rough day. So it must have
I
just
did
been
all
like,
of that.
Well, I did nothing.
I had to do all that. In fact, one thing I recall from that, because I had been driving for a couple of years prior to, you know, getting a license at 16. I took the test in the most beautiful vehicle that my mom ever owned, I thought. An 82 two-tone gray Pontiac Grand Prix. It was just a beautiful, beautiful car.
I remember the car.
I took my driver's test in that, and I was so used to driving it. I was one hand on the steering wheel, and I was leaning on the armrest, and the radio was on. And I remember the guy administering the test was like, "You always drive this relaxed?" So I was like, "Oh,
comfy.
Shit."
Yeah.
So I had to sit upright and hold the wheel at 10 and 2 and do it all. But yeah, I did all that. The parallel parking and the right and the left, change lanes.
I went around my father was like, "He failed you already?" I'm like, "No, it's over." I'm like, we both thought I fucked something up, and he handed me the papers that passed. I was like, "Wow."
He's trying to get you out of there.
Yeah. Clearly, my witchcraft was working that day. I don't know what adventure he thought he was on, but we made three right turns.
Oh, well, he wanted you to work for UPS.
Yeah. To this day, I still
maybe
don't
place. That's it. Hello, Mom.
The way that I sell people on places is by telling them right turn in, right turn out. Like, that's my selling point to any place.
Right in, right out.
Oh, yeah, it's a right turn. And people are like, is the food good? You're missing the point. Right turn in and right turn out. We're made. Like, we're good. We can go to the next thing without making a left-hand turn.
Yeah.
Still excited by this fact.
Now, left turns are permissible, like, at midnight when there's no other car on the road.
Right.
Other than that, yeah.
There's, like, twice a day you can make a left-hand turn.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
Exactly. Midnight. That's it.
No. Onto a closed road.
And I learned that again today. I had to run errands late this afternoon amidst the rainstorm. And it was one of those things where In Phoenix, for those of you who aren't local, we have two main corridors. You have three main corridors that roll through central Phoenix. There's Central, and then seven blocks west to 7th Avenue, seven blocks east to 7th Street. And they have what we refer to locally as suicide lanes, or a reverse lane, where the turn lane...
People just die.
They die. They risk your own lives. In the mornings, the lane is through traffic going towards downtown. In the evenings, it's through traffic leaving downtown. But nobody knows how to use them. And the unfortunate thing is, the time of day, you cannot turn. It's just almost impossible to turn left or right, depending on what the time of day is, because there's nowhere for you to jump in and merge. You just have to go. So you just have to go with the flow and go around about 17 things to get to where you want to go.
Whoever designed that needs to be taken out and shot. Like, you're done thinking of ideas because your first one sucked.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that happened long before we had, like, the big I-17s and the 51. Like, you know, that was a long, like, in the 50s or so. But that was, it probably worked out well.
No, there were still dead people then.
Now we're done with this.
Yeah.
We're too big. We're too busy. We don't have time for this shit anymore.
No one's paying attention. There's always somebody in that lane sitting there about to be hit by 17 cars.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, so we're nice weather. I mean, it's cooler. It's a weird weather for a rainy night and Tuesday. We are 2 weeks out, two glorious weeks out from the midterm elections, and I will be very happy when it's over.
Yeah.
However,
I'm at a news moratorium. I really am.
It's very exciting with this ramp up because there's a lot of shit going on everywhere. It's very exciting. The early voting numbers are through the roof everywhere, which is cool.
That's good.
That's good. Though it's not just on one side. It's not just the Dems out there. It's everybody out there.
Yeah.
But the numbers are crazy huge as to how much it's been going. Like, it's already started and going in all these different places. And
the best news of all, though.
I haven't watched the news today, but much today. But I heard later this afternoon that there actually now is audio of the guy in Georgia actually saying, clearly he didn't realize he was being recorded, but saying that he was concerned that the suppressed voters were going to figure out how to make it work. Like, he was not like, so it's like, really? Now you're on tape. Showing does it already look apparent that you're doing the voter suppression, because it really is.
It really is.
But now there's apparently audio of him actually expressing a concern that they're going to figure out how to work around it and make it work. So we'll be very curious to see how that's gonna shake out. My gosh, ladies and gentlemen, Kat Carlson has arrived with a Mountain Dew. Hold on to your wigs and keys. It might be a crazy evening. I'm not sure.
Did I do it? Did I win?
Yeah,
is
sure.
Is that Mountain Dew?
It is. And you know what? I'm a little.
I like, we have to explain it already.
I'm a little upset at the Taco Bell for advertising my poor life choices just out to the world.
Oh yeah,
I like a more opaque cup.
I am completely thrown by this presentation of soda.
I know, but you know, I prefer a cup that says, I don't know what's in there. Maybe it's lemonade.
Yeah,
maybe it's just water.
Maybe it's
Who
a healthy
knows?
Water choice.
Right.
Yeah,
maybe it's a healthy water choice. No, today it's might I fucking do.
Might I suggest you carry a generic cup with you to transfer items to, should you be... I don't think you find yourself in this situation often.
Not often.
But...
You've been outed as a doer.
There you are.
Oh, I've been a Mountain Dewer for a long time.
Yeah.
Long, long time. Marlboro's and Mountain Dew got me through, like, most of my 20s.
What was the first one?
Marlboro's.
Oh, Marlboro's. I think you said Oreos. I'm like, well, there's a combination. Oreos and Mountain Dew.
Also, an important part of my food period. food pyramid.
Your food
in that
life.
Period of my life.
Sure. Hi. Gotcha.
I like a diet that consists of Marlboros and Mountain Dew. It just says, I'm in it to win it. You know what I mean?
No stopping me now.
Says, yeah. I don't give a shit.
I've got a short-term strategy. Here it is.
Here it is. We're going to get
this.
Through today.
Oh. Sorry, guys. I just got in. Under the fence.
Yeah.
I was part of that caravan.
The first one in the caravan.
Yeah, first one here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so we're doing bits now?
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah, I guess we are. We weren't doing that in a rehearsal earlier.
You know, I needed the bits.
It was.
Oh.
Well, I didn't say it was well rehearsed.
Hey.
Yes,
hey.
And.
There's that. Oh, my God.
Did we vote yet? I brought my thing.
Well, you brought your thing. Where's my thing? It's over here.
Good.
Al, we have Al's thing printed.
We should have a whole segment.
We're going to do a segment.
All right, good.
I got this.
Not right now. I'm not prepared yet.
So, like I mentioned earlier, we are 2 weeks out, 2 weeks from today.
And
from
I didn't
the,
bring a Sharpie. Can I vote with a pencil?
I have Sharpies. Yeah, I have Sharpies. Pens. I have other stuff. I sign a lot of autographs. Right. I mean, people just come to my door.
He's got a bag full
Very
of
busy.
Whiskey bags. I think he's got a pen for you.
Is there not one? Is there not a suitable pen within this assortment?
You know, I'm not sure. I always vote with a Sharpie, and I'm not sure.
Well, I can get
Should
you a Sharpie. I have a Sharpie. What, would you like
Should
a certain color of Sharpie? You can't use red.
No, I always... There's only one Sharpie for me. I don't believe in the colors.
Yeah. That's a sign of a witch.
Black. No, they make all kinds of colors. You have to use them for different things.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
I've
Hi,
made
what
it
I
51.5 years without ever needing another color of Sharpie.
Well,
literally never.
And I know that you talked about, coming up later, we're going to talk about this ballot stuff, but you were talking about posting the link to this, which I printed. So
is that the ballot measure?
So we can quick reference to it should we need to.
Good, because I have a couple of cheat sheets on judges, so we should be able to get through this.
Right, Ellen, oh, wow. And by the way, Mom...
It'll take us 20 minutes, but
Mom, who I know is listening, watching with her cat on the couch. I talked to my friend, David, who is a judge here in town, in reference to what you and I were talking about the other day about the communication... not measuring, that's not what I want, the rating, a communication rating for the judges, because Mom was filling out her ballot, which I believe she's already sent off and submitted.
As she should.
But she was talking about going through all of the judges and how she read up on all of them for ratings and everything. So we'll talk about that, too, when we get there in a segment just
I
a little further down the line.
I love an involved electorate. Mm-hmm. I just got to say.
I know. My God.
It gives me a little wood.
Wow.
Lady
there's,
wood.
There's that.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm lady electric.
A lady boner.
Well,
electric slide.
Hands are I can see.
Yep.
Where's that? My gosh.
I'm so pleased I don't even have to touch myself.
Wow.
Gotcha. Well, now that we've all gathered around the old table, we'll figure out what everybody's been up to, and we'll start with the lovely and talented Kat Carlson, ladies and gentlemen.
Apparently today's lesson is patience.
Driving?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
One of them. It's gotta be one of them.
Yep.
Patience with driving, patience at the airport, patience with loved ones.
I've heard about it being a virtue, but I'm not really sure about that.
Well, I don't know, but I got to practice it a lot today. So
I'm virtueless.
Tell me when you're good at it.
Let us know. I'm
actually usually pretty good at it. And
why
today
were we
was
at the airport?
Well, because Sharon's parents are back for the season.
Welcome.
Right. Can you play that?
It's good.
I know. Yeah.
It's good.
And I got rid of any ambiguity by saying welcome.
But anyway, so they were, you know, they scheduled their flights and didn't consult anyone else's schedule, which is fine. And so we were just gonna make them take a cab up to the house because we've got their car,
right.
And then they would drive home. And I said, well. No, you know, if we just cancel this one kid activity, I can go get them. Like, we don't have anything else but that, and we do that twice a week.
Yeah.
Who cares? Let's go pick up Grandma and Grandpa from the airport. That's exciting. I've got a 10 and a 13-year-old. Like, this is still fun stuff. They're not quite too cool to see Grandma and Grandpa.
Yeah.
Hopefully they never do become that too cool.
Some of those things you don't really grow out of, though.
No, most people don't. There's a little period, I think, between, like, 14 and 17 where you're kind of a dick.
Well, because you get really too busy.
But you're a dick to
everybody. You get involved with things.
Right, and it's across the board.
They're just collateral damage.
Not for you, Clinton.
I don't think I've ever outgrown that. I think I'm still anxious to go get them if they were to show up, which would really be odd.
Wow, that would be startling a little bit, I think.
When it's time for me to go see my grandparents, I move mountains. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Nope, nobody's stopping me. Mm-hmm.
I'm
still going.
Yeah, I would.
Are you
going to
get into the time in the story of what time their flight was scheduled?
Oh, I'm so sorry, of course.
Flight was scheduled to land. Oh, I'm not running to rush you.
Sure.
I just don't want to miss the importance of rush hour traffic in Phoenix with rain and what time they were to have landed.
You know what? You hold a great interview, so... They were scheduled to land
no Megan
at
Kelly, but.
That's true.
Santa
also
just
true.
Is white.
Yeah. Katie Couric over here.
Yeah.
Their flight was scheduled for 4:00.
Oh.
Which is okay. I'm 20 minutes. I'm straight down the 51.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have six people in my freaking car. I'm HOV lane both ways. Great.
Yeah.
We can wrap this up in a tight hour. I'll be home by 5. No problem. Pick the kids up from school. We're going to the airport, get to the airport right about 4:00.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Check the flight schedule because, you know, we go in and meet them at security. We don't,
of course.
We don't
care.
It's grandma, yeah.
Right.
It's the grandparents.
Totally. Right. If it was my parents, I'd be like, call me when you're on the curb and then I'll leave my house.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, and from my house.
When you get to luggage, call me. I'll get there. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
After
you call me.
You received your luggage.
Anybody locally that needs a ride from the airport, if you call me as soon as they land and you can turn your phone back on, I'll be there before you hit the curb.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Sure. Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, so things are going as planned. I check the thing. Their flight's like 15 minutes late.
All right.
No problem.
Sure.
Cool. And they typically don't check luggage, but apparently the golf clubs were coming this trip.
Mm.
Okay, cool. Check luggage. We can still get home in time.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't take 20 minutes for the luggage to get here.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's a rookie mistake.
Okay, no problem. So then Sharon had scheduled an appointment, like, in the East fucking Valley for, like, 6:00 tonight. I'm like, what?
There's that.
Okay. Sure. Well, I'm going to have to meet you halfway, and I'll take the long way home. We can still make this happen. Great. I'll call you when I get in the car. Apparently, I missed that particular message because I called her when I got in the car. And she says, well, I'm sitting in our driveway. What should I do?
Oh, boy.
Well, you should have been halfway to here by now.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. And it just
Wait for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going the long way home, then I'm going up the 101.
I understand that communication is very important.
I've heard that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So is initiative, though.
Yeah.
If you know you're 30 minutes away.
Initiative really does help a lot.
You don't need that much fucking guidance. Sharon, I don't mean that at you.
She doesn't listen.
In general, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lesson well learned on her part.
Yeah. And not listening?
Just in
is she
case,
in the East Valley now?
No.
Is she still in the driveway?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Pretty close. She got 5 miles down the 101 and called me again and said, I'm canceling. We're doing it on Saturday.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
See you at home?
Yep.
Okay, here's everybody. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Here's all the people.
Yeah.
Sure.
So then I thought I'd be right on time, but I haven't eaten anything all day. So I said, well, there's a Taco Bell on the way. Right. You'd be amazed how fast I can woof down three soft taco supremes.
Oh, no, I'm not. I can do I've done it. Oh,
from here to Bethany home, that's how fast.
That's my dinner. That's my dinner of choice when I'm there.
Yeah.
2 to 3 soft taco supremes.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Number 3 soft with a Mountain Dew. It's been my exact same order for at least 20 years.
Nice. Number 3 soft with a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I remember that.
There it is.
Sans tomatoes.
However,
but that's me.
That's you. I'm like, whoa, no.
Tomatoes are very important to this particular recipe.
I get that, yeah.
Yeah. But,
Well, as I've learned, the more
another half hour there.
The more authentic the Mexican food, the less sour cream there is.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go back to the Bell, because every once in a while, I just want a little ground beef and sour cream.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
But yeah. Sour cream's really not...
Not right now.
Yeah, it's not.
It's frowned upon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
They have crema if they really got something. But right. I just love a good, tangy... ground beef and sour cream, what have you.
Oh, I agree. That's why I like the number one. You get your supreme taco and you get your supreme burrito. What the hell? We're moving on.
I like those snooty Mexican restaurants that, you know, you order the side of sour cream and they say, well, it comes on it. And I go, mm-mm.
I need more.
We're going to need the boat.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
You could also use their own native language. Say, mas.
What if that's not their native language?
Oh, if you're in a Mexican restaurant, it should
be. That's a good point.
Okay. If you're in a Mexican restaurant,
it could be French. You don't know.
Right.
I don't know what that means in French. What's moss mean in French? Moss? Like
more?
Like
no.
Right.
I think
whatever.
It's also more. Anyway. So that was my day today.
All right.
Other than that, I thought I was going to have
In French, more is plus.
Oh.
Yes.
There was only a way to look that up. Were you making shirts today?
I was not. I was being... I was being focused and good and working on some online things that I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there were no shirts being made today, but tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's a different day.
Back at it. Well, I have to finish the Wonderful 100.
Yeah.
Because we've had more people than ever sign up.
Really?
I think congratulations.
I think we're the Wonderful 200 at this point.
Wow.
Very nice.
I haven't checked the roster.
How exciting.
I still have to sign up. So could you keep a good size shirt?
And I haven't. I've got my shirt, but I haven't signed up yet. Mom and I have to still. Well, which we'll have taken care of between now.
Fix it.
Yeah. By the way, the funny thing was Barbara
Can
Seville.
Can I bring you a shirt? Actually,
if you can do it tomorrow,
yeah.
Okay.
Barbara Seville's messaged me. This is like several days ago. Well, actually, the day after, 2 days after you gave me the shirt, which I think was last week, maybe
two weeks.
So she messages me and says, "Hey, by the way, I got a batch of shirts, and would you like to grab one for you and your mom?" And I responded back, "Kat already gave us ours. We're good." She responded, "Unauthorized."
That's fair.
One word, unauthorized.
But you know what? That is fair. But in my defense, I didn't charge her for it, so she can suck it.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, well then.
You didn't pay for these shirts.
Mom,
Mom
did do her sign up. Well, then I have to do my sign up on the online, which you can do by going to
wonderful100.org.
Exactly, wonderful100.org. BarbaraSeville.com will also get you there. But
I think allegedly KatCarlson.com will get you there, but I haven't checked. I've been very busy.
Right.
Very, very busy.
Understandable. Well, very good. You're nourished. You're going to be cracked out of your mind shortly.
Right. I've had food. I've got a big old vat of sugar and caffeine.
I have caffeine and hazelnut creamer here.
I should probably.
And an excessively stout Crown and Diet that I have made here.
Yeah, I'm going to add liquor to this combination.
Atta girl. Yeah. That's good.
Not to this, because I don't want to spoil a good thing.
Oh, a vodka and Mountain Dew will get you right through any crisis, I think.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Actually, regular vodka Mountain Dew, I think, would. As long as it's not that shitty dude vodka that they came up with years
ago.
That
stuff
was
awful.
No. Yeah. I would not recommend a flavored vodka to another human.
No, why would we do this?
No, other than the original.
I would enjoy that.
Original flavor.
But that's just me.
That might be code for I want to stab you in the neck. You should enjoy a dew-flavored vodka.
That's wrong.
Or any one of the flavors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have really a flavored no, vodka.
There's absolutely no way for me to say that without sounding like a supervillain. Like, there's no way for me to hide the intent of that besides...
How do you not sound like a supervillain? Like, when has that happened?
I want to see you roll down a moving escalator.
There's that.
All right, that's my first rant of the day. We'll get to the next one later.
No, oh, nice. Good. Space them out.
So, well, this just the in fun. There is a Diwali sale.
It's pronounced Diwali.
I say Diwali.
What is that?
That is the Festival of Lights in yeah, India.
In India.
That
oh, it is
Diwali. And there is a sale.
Oh. Wait, what is that?
Is having a sale.
I feel like it's it's on Halloween.
It's no, it's not.
Or is it just
end of the
near?
Month, I thought?
That actually affects my household because my
is that the one where everybody gets covered in colored powder?
Oh, Hindi. Yeah. They celebrate Diwali.
And I really did think it was Diwali. I was just being a smartass when I thought that.
I feel the, like
I thought it was I mispronounced.
I was hoping it was tomorrow, but no, it's not. It's in 2 weeks.
Is that the one where everybody gets covered in colored powders?
No,
no.
Oh no, but that one's beautiful.
No, Diwali's a celebration of lights. It's like a New Year's celebration.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because he has sent us links to
right, we've an seen them.
Yeah, his house. But what is the festival with the colored powders and stuff? Because that is
I thought that was the color run.
I'm
just
know.
Kidding.
Oh, that's okay.
Just
okay. Here.
That's just a thing where you run through, and when you go through the finish line, it's, they go and they splash you with colors. That's what I don't know.
It's holly, or perhaps holy, H-O-L-I.
I've not ever heard of that.
Diwali's Festival of Lights, isn't it? Yes.
There was a TV show last year that I can't remember what it was called or who the guy's name is. The kid from Scrubs, Zach Braff, had a TV show about his podcast startup that was based on a true story, and his wife was Indian, and as part of the culture with her mother,
it was called Alex Incorporated.
Alex Incorporated.
Oh my gosh! Look at you, information nice. Super. Mm-hmm.
It was a cute little show, but they really made a lot out of the fact that his wife and his mother-in-law were Indian, and the children like trying to like incorporate both cultures.
Their culture.
Yeah. Right. I mean, for a show that lasted like 6 episodes, they really, I thought they hit it pretty hard.
They got
on
all
like,
done.
Taught a yeah. lot. Yeah.
But just as far cool. as like, you know, there was a conversation about keeping up with both cultures because the wife's mother was worried that they would lose some of their Indian identity.
Oh, sure.
So
I can see that.
I was like, that's.
That's why I think it's interesting to me with families, and especially here, we have so many families that speak Spanish primarily, right? Mm-hmm. And then the kids are able to speak, and they're so lucky to be able to speak Spanish and English.
Right, right.
But so many times the families otherwise don't speak English, right? They stick it with their native language, and so that can be kind of tough, but I love that they have the culture.
Yeah,
the culture so involved, and you can just see
and it usually
just
takes one generation to speak both, and then the next generation forget Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I pretty
sure,
much feel like
sure.
that's every immigrant family's
it is
math. Like
their
you know,
story. Sure,
yeah.
We're just you know we're seeing a different generation. Like they're not forgetting German anymore. They're not forgetting Polish.
Yeah,
sure, that's true.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Here, or, you know, it's just, it's what this, you know, what this generation of scapegoats is called.
There's been lots of.
Yeah,
there really has.
We went this last weekend and we did a, it was to be a 5K, but it turned out to be like
a half a K. Yes, I love those.
Just the right amount of K.
Just the right amount.
So you took the Barbara Seville shortcut
yeah, exactly.
is what you did?
Right, right. Well, we didn't actually take it. It was just, that's what it was.
All right.
We went down, it was a Strut Your Mutt, it was called. And so there were all, it was hysterical. All these different, it was raising money for some different organizations that look out for the four-legged creatures. Some three-legged, as I saw.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it was very fun just to watch them because the dogs had been out there for an hour before the walk started, so they had been ramped up. They were like all playing and ramped. It was around a lake. It was down at Cesar Chavez Park.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
beautiful park.
Mm-hmm. I used to live right by there.
Yeah, it was really
pretty.
Lived
out in the fucking country.
Yeah, but that was a different time down there. Now it's like all built up. It's,
oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, no, we were part of the buildup. Yeah.
Oh, were you?
Yeah,
okay.
We lived there.
And they forced him out during the gentrification.
Oh, yeah. 04 to 08, I lived right catty corner to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Tim's house.
But it was just funny because there were a couple places where the dogs could walk into the lake, like they have a little thing for them to go into. And
a
you
boat ramp?
You, in essence, yeah, but I don't know that boats can go in
boats.
There. Right.
I think they have paddle boats.
A waiter's
but
pool.
It was so funny because you came around the corner and you couldn't see this area until you got around the corner because of all the people. And then all you saw was just dogs lying down in the water. Just like, fuck that. I'm not going anymore. You can't make me. And they were just panting and just loving it.
No people laying in the water.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, there is definitely no wading of humans. Do not wade in that water.
Mm. I would think not. But it was, so that was fun. And then we went over to Rainbows for a minute and a half.
By the way, she means Rainbows Festival.
Rainbows Festival.
Our Pride is in June, or no, excuse me, April.
April. Mm-hmm.
And then we have a Rainbows Festival that's in October. So it's similar, but smaller.
And I'm used to it being the same weekend as the
AIDS Walk.
The AIDS Walk.
Right.
Yeah, so that was, but it was nice. I was able to sidestep people that I wanted to sidestep in the crowd.
Always a risk.
You know what? And that was the problem.
There's that cost risk analysis that happens whenever you go to any of these community events. Like,
going in public in general. It gets to be that way, yeah.
Well, and awful of me. Just awful of me. But by God, we walked through the little gates.
Well, I wasn't there.
You
didn't have to avoid me.
Well, not that time. But we walked through the gates there, and all of a sudden I went, ah, shit. And there was kind of no turning back because we had gotten into the flow of the crowd. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
how
no.
do I look down and away quickly enough? And so, but it was good avoidance. We had some good tactics. It was nice. So,
okay.
Did one of them involve
that.
This?
No. No, I went and grabbed all kinds of stuff. I had boas wrapped around my head. And, no, so it was.
So kind of.
Kind of, right. Yeah. But it was. They had a nice little setup this year, even though it's typically the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the booths that they had, some different stuff, was really cool. And people that actually knew what they were talking about. At those booths?
That's just proof of my story coming up. I'm sending it in advance.
Fair enough.
Oh, I'm like,
I just realized my ringer was still on.
So we did that, and really have not... We're getting...
And what nice weather for that, too.
Oh,
If I may just interject. What a lovely weekend we had.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend.
Had a bizarre weather month, but a lovely weekend.
Yep, it was wonderful. So we did that, and... we're getting mom slowly but surely transitioned over to her home.
Oh.
We had people
not
come
the home.
In. Not
I was
the
say,
home.
A
no,
home.
No, no, no.
Wait
we're
a minute.
Putting, we're going to put a plaque right. up above her door
be
that says...
Be careful with your definite articles here.
Yeah. Because she doesn't want shady pines.
Right.
So we're going to have golden oaks, and we're going to have that above her door.
That is so funny.
We'll have that taken care of. But, it, you know, we went through and... now it's been cleaned. Jeff, the landlord, had some people come in to really do a nice deep clean. And
like you
so,
do.
Like you do. Sure. Yeah. So she's now, it's so fucking funny because if you've been to my house, you know that I have way too much shit. I mean, for real, right? And that part
I
of
never
it,
noticed.
What else? I'm saying, people.
You should come visit my house.
People are saying.
People have said. That
many
it's
people.
A,
all
have,
the best people.
I have the biggest amount of the things. But I mean,
not enough glassware, of course. But
well, not the specific glassware. That's the problem. Because my mom wanted to keep the certain dishes that were my grandmother's. We had to keep.
I wouldn't trust you with them either. That seems safe.
That's rude. But you know, she had so certain dishes, and they come, you know, the pretty little like coffee cups and this and that. Fine. So we've had them up in a cupboard, never been used. Not, but we haven't been using them. And so I'm like, look, you can take that with you. Look at that. How fun this is. She's like, okay. And then she said, well, will you have enough of XYZ, whatever it was? Yep. Look. I open up another cabinet or open up a drawer.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be okay. Also, you're next door. So if all
someone else comes over and needs a wine glass, go next door and find hers.
Maybe not over at her house. I would assume I'll keep the wine glasses, but that's just an assumption.
You don't have any now.
That's not true.
So. Staying funny.
Ernie, yeah. Pop quiz, where's the wine glasses at
I'm telling
Marina's
you,
house?
I know exactly where they are. So anyway, but that's quiz. Really about it. We'll hopefully
not in the kitchen,
buy...
apparently.
Actually, now they are. I took care of that for this one over here.
Look at all the good you do.
I know, right?
Well, I'm RSVPing yes for the Christmas.
Oh, good.
Fiesta.
Good. Good, good, good.
I think I did online, but I also can't remember if I did.
Okay. That's cool.
But now that you say that, there is a wine glass incident approaching.
Yes, there is.
Potential.
There's a need.
Potential
wine glass.
But we're not
going to
have
situation.
Any kind of an emergency. You can have your red
we're
or your
We're
going to
have Ernie
white.
Run drills, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I have red and white wine right. glasses.
Get up. Get up and get a glass of wine right now.
Just for no reason.
Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Chablis.
Yeah.
Pinot Noir.
Simple glass of water. Simple glass of water. That's
a good test. It's a good test.
Whiskey.
Pepsi.
Wait, can I come over for the drills? Because this sounds really fun.
That sounds fun.
Now,
just
who's going to have the timer?
You got to have a timer.
No, I think we should make
a
whole...
Not like the one on the phone.
First of all, we need to make a whole relay race out of this. We need to divide into teams.
Flags. We have to have flags.
The absolute best.
We need to have flags. We need to have a barker.
We can use the batons that Joe got us.
We need to have drinkers.
Here's what I'm picturing. Her slippers, bathrobe, hair and curlers. Too late. Time's up. Back to bed. Next drill in 42
Do you know
minutes.
How upset Al's going to be?
I'll try to get that worked out, though. Yep. I'll have everything up. Everything will be ready.
I would go watch that movie. I really would. I'd enjoy the fuck out of that.
The end.
Then be called Running Woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Drill.
Tatanka.
The proper glassware drill.
Right.
It'll come in handy somewhere.
I want to hold that at Cobalt. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's a good call.
So I just worked in Sci Movie and drank and bought lotto tickets. But.
Good job.
Funny story that I didn't believe till the seventh time I heard it.
Seventh time's the charm. You know the
same. Friends of mine. Got together at their work, and they won $1 million in the lottery on Saturday.
For real?
In the beautiful Niagara Falls.
Oh, how great is that?
Cut to this headline.
Yep, Town and Niagara store sells $1 million Mega Millions ticket.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
That's great.
I know lottery winners.
Look at you.
Not sure if there are 7 or 8 of them. Went to high school with the one girl.
You're not going to be that asshole that starts calling, right? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Don't they say that? Like, don't announce a thing.
Right.
You know,
so,
get with your lawyers.
I won't announce it here, but it's very funny. So the phone call came in.
That's cool.
Because we're doing the, you know, we did a pool at work that got way out of hand. And so spent a lot of this weekend... looking up things about like how to buy group tickets, what's the right thing to do, what do you need to do to cover yourself legally. Mm-hmm. It turns out you have to do a cutoff with time. So if no one wins tomorrow and you're about and you want to play, you have to do a cutoff time at a certain hour of when you're going to stop accepting new
players. Right.
If you buy any for yourself while you're buying for coworker, you know, while you're buying for a pool of other people, write your name across the ticket, photograph it, and then most importantly, photograph all the tickets and the number of players, their names, and put them, like, luckily social media helps a lot with that. If you can't just, you know, and then people who aren't on social media, email them, but you have to make sure, and that's why you need to cut that off, like, a day before it happens. Like, we cut it off yesterday at 5 p.m., and so that people can't say, oh, but I was going to give you $10.
No. Like, nope. Was doesn't get
so
it.
So the cutoff was 5. It's published at a certain time. The cutoff was 5. I think she went like 15 minutes over because some of the PayPal accounts. But, I mean, it's crazy. And, like, as we were, like, looking into it, people were sending articles like, okay, you got to cover it. Like, now you have to cover your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what should have been, like, 8 to 9 people
was the whole hospital.
Well, it turns out our department is bigger than any of us really, because, you know, we only work nights, so we don't work with, like, all the ancillary day staff. Like, there are no physical therapists at night.
Sure. Right.
You know what I mean? There's no dietitians at night. There's all these people that aren't.
Because you would kill them.
Right.
No.
Everyone knows
that. That was never in dispute.
It was exactly. Right. 9 a.m. is not the time to tell me to lift my feet because you want to mop underneath them. Just asking any question, really. We don't need to be that specific.
Yeah.
Just the question mark at the end of the sentence is why you died. I just want to throw it out.
9 a.m. is not the time.
No,
period.
Period. Yes.
Right.
No.
That's end that sentence.
Let's drill in 42 minutes. Thanks for trying. I'm going to do that at work sometime.
Champagne glass.
Yeah, right. Run. Hurry up.
I would so win here because I look through everybody's cupboards to find out what glassware they have, so I'm prepared.
And I don't ever move it.
Isn't that terrible?
Don't come to my house.
Some people go through medicine cabinets. I do that too. But mostly, I go through all your cabinets.
That's smart. I like it.
And I don't even hide it. The best part is, I won't even close the door.
What's in here?
When I open up your medicine cabinet, I don't even have the decency to close the bathroom door so you can't see me. And I'm not going to take anything. Just want to know, what are we dealing with?
What do we got going on?
Like around drink number 3, what side effects should I be looking for? And do you use Q-tips? I want to know that.
Yeah. That's funny. I love it.
So just a funny, but the best part was Saturday night was a long night. So to get the call on Sunday morning, being like, you'll never guess what happened. Or no, actually it was like, did you see on the news about the ticket in Niagara Falls? I'm like, I haven't seen any fucking news.
And who called you?
Huh?
Who called you?
A friend.
Okay, when I was like, Austin, they thought that you needed to know this? I thought it was an oddity.
Close friend.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Gotcha.
So, I mean, it was just funny with me. Like, shut the fuck up. I've had a bad night. I'm not in the mood for your stupid jokes. And we had just been everybody talking about the lotto. So it was just one of those things where, like, all of a sudden Siri has the lotto pulled up because you've been talking about
right.
it.
Yeah.
And we've been discussing buying all these tickets and, like, trying to figure out how to organize it.
Guess what? You lost.
Yeah.
Right. So it was just funny that in the morning when I got the phone call, I'm like, okay, clearly this lottery thing is, like, all around the country. And someone's just being
Right.
And I was like, I'm not finding things funny this morning. So just talk about something else. So you called me. I'll talk to you on my way home. I need the help staying awake. So I'm happy to have this conversation. But stop fucking around. And then the phone goes person to person. No, they won the lottery. Like, that's legit. Like, when you like Google it the first chance you can. The
okay.
So that's too
fantastic.
Funny.
Yeah. That's
very cool.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, there you go.
That great. Now I'm going to have to buy tickets.
So it's now it's too late.
Too late now for the Mega, but you still got Powerball for tomorrow.
Powerball's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Got that.
That's, and I mean, and that one is like $640 million. You'll be fine.
And actually,
honestly, I'll take $100.
The Mega Millions.
I was like, I'm happy with a free fucking coffee.
The Mega Millions actually draws, in, according to our local time, in like 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, a little after 8, right?
Yeah, 11 Eastern is when that gets drawn. Out of Atlanta, Georgia.
I had no idea.
Very exciting.
There you go.
Very
exciting times.
Not to go.
It is.
What a time.
What to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
I feel so alive.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So Anandis was saying that he speaks 4 languages, and just the way he was raised, they all kind of came together as one. So you would have primary languages, is what I would say. Like, well, you have like just languages. There's nothing would be a primary then, if you kind of learn them all in
school.
And
I wonder.
There's probably one that you kind of lean on more than
it
would others.
And
it may be English.
Depending on their work environment. Now, but if the mother tongue is Marathi.
Now, my question would be, we have a lot of it, or I'm sure it's in other places, but I do notice it a lot here, especially when the people that I'm around, like you were mentioning earlier, you've got the generation that migrated here that speaks primarily almost all Spanish. Then you've got the next generation that may be the bilingual. And then the third one still could be bilingual too, but then it eventually just gets to English because that's how it is. Yeah.
But it gets faster and faster now because you're indoctrinated. So it's gone by almost everybody's gone because of TV news. Like you're out there in the world. If you go to school.
Right. So Annette, my question to you is, and it may be hard to explain this over the chat room, but here we call it Spanglish, where people speak in the same sentence, you're going to have Spanish words and English, and it all just comes together, and it's called Spanglish. I don't know if you, with the other language that you speak, do you blend them anywhere where you just go back and forth and it all works? Because here, I mean, it happens all the time. I hear it all the time from people.
Yeah, and you kind of slang it up a little bit.
Right. I just was curious.
It's almost become, and I would probably need someone who was more familiar with the language arts, but it's become kind of a dialect almost.
A linguist, if you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, like, it's its own thing. Because it's not either. But the bad part would be is if it became official. Like, if, like, the dictionary started picking it up.
The fastest growing language in the United States is how do you pronounce it?
I would say Tamil.
Tamil? 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 Awesome, Fef and
Chris. She sang with, the captain. You probably
sang with
all of her
you.
Hits.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam.
Will keep us together.
I had a tiny language thing this weekend because I helped, on Saturday, I helped Ricardo. He asked me if I'd help him cut down two trees in his yard. And I have never, in all the time I've known him, I've never met his mother. And I keep joking with him that she's fictitious. Like, she doesn't exist. He says he takes her to the casino and he drives her and he does all this stuff. But I've never met her. Never saw her, ever. Not a picture.
Well, you're not at the casino.
Valid. So I rolled out to his house and I assumed that she was gone because I'm like, well, he's had plenty of time to take her to the casino today because I didn't get there until 2, left or 2. And that's her thing. She likes to go. And all of a sudden, she comes scurrying or shuttling out of the house. And I'm like, oh, and I look at her like, well, hi. And she's like, hello. And all of a sudden, but here's the interesting thing about it. Because the first thing Ricardo says is, see, she exists.
Yeah. It's not just me in a dress.
But the interesting thing to me was.
Which is always a concern.
Yeah. We both own this hotel.
I didn't realize this. She fluently speaks English and obviously understands it. She's been in America. I don't know how long ago she migrated. And she's from Honduras. But the interesting thing is she will not speak in front of other people anything other than Spanish.
Oh,
so she would listen to me. She knew what I'd say. She would then respond to Ricardo. Ricardo would then answer me, and I'm like, "Huh, what's that all about?" He said that she's so self conscious that her English is bad that she is embarrassed to try to pronounce anything.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
So she doesn't. Unless she's amongst her friend or somebody else, whatever.
Sure.
No, she would never. Nice to meet you. My name is Clayton. She goes, my name is Elsa. That was it. That's all I got. Everything else was in Spanish. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And he goes, nope. She knows everything you say. She could speak right back to you in English, but she won't do it. Like, oh, okay. It was interesting.
There are some people that like the accent or like their choice of words is odd, and then there's Gloria on Modern Family who just runs with it. Like, plays it up. Some people play it up. Some people try to get rid of it.
It just was interesting to experience that with him this weekend and her. And I was like, oh, well, there's that little bit of fun and tenderness. Whatever. Oh, my gosh.
Busy.
Yeah, I think.
We're always very busy.
Whatever, who isn't, ladies and gentlemen? All of it is.
I think there are people.
There are.
There are people that just aren't busy.
And I don't know.
That was me yesterday. I was not busy.
I use Hinglish. English and Hindi. English. Now that's funny.
I like that.
And it's not Tamil, it's Telugu?
Oh, yeah, sure. Because it says here, not Spanish or Mandarin, but Telugu, if that's how we're pronouncing it, is the fastest growing language in the U.S. Hindi, it is Indian languages which have the fastest and highest growth in the United States, including Telugu, Hindi, and Gujarati? I'm not sure how you pronounce that one. I may have just butchered that.
Well, I know there's a bunch of freaked out white people who don't like any of it.
Where did you come from?
Well, and fastest growing doesn't mean farthest reaching.
Right.
Sure.
Like, English isn't growing.
Sure.
At all.
It's already here.
Right. Already here. Already prevalent.
Right.
Spanish probably not growing. So any new language with a group of immigrants bringing it teaching it, that would be the fastest growing. You know what I mean? Like, those kind of headlines are misleading.
Right.
Because it could be the fastest growing because it went from
there were two
10 to 10,000. Yeah. Like, that's a huge leap.
Right.
Whereas, you know, English speakers are somewhere in the billion.
Right. Majority is still English in America, so don't worry about that, everybody.
kind of.
But if you keep listening to Scare Tactic.
Uh-huh.
Right, like how she pounced me. The other thing is like tourism, like China in the last, I don't know how many years has entered, you know, this communist nation, but they have entered a kind of a time of like a renaissance of their economy. So now the Chinese are tourists.
Yes.
So people around the world are learning, okay, there's U.S. tourists spending money, but the Chinese have more money and there's more of them. So we need to start working on our Mandarin.
Oh, okay.
So that really affects.
Yeah, because they're reaching a peak of middle class in China because they've been through their industrial revolution. Now technology's made everybody's lives easier. Everybody has good jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So they're Americans of the 60s.
They want a part of that dream. And as I travel, it used to be like Japanese tourists, but wow, it's Chinese people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Sure.
So as you speak to people that work in restaurants, and I always ask, like, how many languages do you speak? When someone in another country is speaking to me in English, and we're getting along,
and you know,
fine.
That's not the native language of
right,
the country.
You know, like, mm-hmm. You're Italian.
Right, right.
Or you're Barcelonan. Or Catalan. How many languages do you speak? And it's always like 2, 3. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to hear how many people said they're learning Mandarin because of they have to communicate with these people that are now like the biggest part of their tourist industry. So that's, it's interesting to see that culture, that shift. I mean, it's not from me. I don't live in China. But that this is opening up. The world is opening up to the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And under what's supposed to be, you know, communist regime. But hey, they get to travel, so...
Yep.
Sign me up.
I don't think I have any chance in hell of learning anything else because I've lived in Phoenix 25 years and I barely know 5 words of Spanish.
You gotta do immersive.
And I should have. And that's true because many, many years ago, like about over 20 years ago, we had a neighbor, a couple who had a friend of theirs from Mexico City came and spent like 3 or 4 weeks with them over the Christmas holiday. And for whatever reason, I just wound up hanging out with this guy the most because...
Oh, what reason? Confusion.
Because, yeah. Huh. Well, because...
Puzzler.
They were too old to... They didn't want to go out. They were an older couple. They didn't want to go out and do anything. So I just was like, well, I work in the bar. Like,
I can
go.
The boy from Mexico City.
But sure. But
he seems like alone in a strange
right,
land.
See, I can just grab my cross and I can walk that down the street with me.
Such the burden for me, but yes, I'll be a good host.
But the point of the story is, before we get lost on innuendo, I learned I was doing well with Spanish for like 2 weeks, and then he left, and I lost all.
And then he took it. Then he took it out.
Oh God!
Oh boy! Tomato.
Oh my God! Tamil, Telugu, whatever. Yeah. It
something.
Matter.
Something.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's try this.
Obsession. Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
Here's what I want to know.
Okay.
All of these people have seen A Star is Born. Mm. Lovely movie. Mm-hmm. Had a great time. Why is nobody talking about the fact that there are no women in that movie?
Mm. Right.
Not a fucking mm-hmm. one.
There's only one.
I'm sorry. There's Lady Gaga.
The
end.
Right.
She doesn't have a mom. But,
yeah.
Her best friend's a gay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not even her manager could be a woman. Like, not a single woman in that movie.
She
what
doesn't
the
have
fuck?
One female friend.
Not mm-hmm. one.
Wow.
Not one like, female influencer. Movie. At all.
That movie fails every feminist movie challenge sure. that there is.
Yeah.
She can't, like, she can't
There were
even,
women in the audience.
She can't even pretend to have a
you
conversation
know, like
with
the,
another woman.
I'm kidding. There's, it was
there's
ridiculous,
one,
right?
There is one speaking line by another woman that's not Lady Gaga. One line the whole movie. And everybody forgot who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Do we hold this dancer? Against Bradley Cooper?
No, it's not a backup dancer.
Yes.
What's that?
Do we hold yes. this against yes. him? Is he being drawn out about this or no?
Her character's name is Gail. She's a production assistant. She meets Allie and the gay best friend at the car at the first concert.
Oh, sure.
That's the only
yeah.
time another woman okay. speaks in that whole fucking movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's
wow.
true.
Wow.
I mean, true. All of the other problems in that movie aside, what in the gay hell...
Yeah,
I've still not seen it, so but I don't know. Okay.
Well, wow. If you want to see women in a movie, don't go see that one.
No, because yeah, woman.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like seeing him in the bar, so I probably might. Yeah, I might like that movie. Yeah.
Listen, Mister.
Yeah, I mean there is a lot to fault in that movie, but that's yeah.
And by that, I really mean bachelorette parties and the drunk.
Honey, we all hate bachelorette
yeah, okay,
parties.
Yeah.
Everyone hates.
Everyone's
them.
On
yeah.
that page.
Yeah. That's not specific to gays. That's not specific to men or women. Nobody hates bachelorette. Nobody yeah. likes bachelorette parties. Yeah. We all hate them. But yeah, that's my obsession of the week. I just keep like looking right. for someone else to point that out. Like, why is nobody noticing?
No, well, that's really true.
Not a one. Not another role in that movie.
Huh.
That's astounding,
mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah. And they're not at war.
I mean, it's very
they're
much
in the entertainment industry,
right? It's very much the Bradley Cooper show. I get that.
Yeah. And Harrison said, and Harrison's thought when we walked out was like, he shouldn't have directed that.
Mm-mm.
Like he needed to step.
No.
He needed to take his foot off the gas.
Other. Yeah.
Yeah. He needed to take his foot off the gas because she needs a much better vehicle. That's
yeah. And I think she'll get one. I think this yeah. will send her to
yeah.
that.
I feel like her
vehicle.
Part is grossly underwritten in every possible way.
It's barely a part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's. barely a part. The only part of that movie that I truly enjoyed was their first 15 minutes together.
Yeah.
Like, that was very fun to watch them meet and interact with each other and be charming to each other. And then after that, it's
for sure. But isn't that pretty much how you vision most everybody you know? Their first 15 minutes was great. And then from there, you're like, yeah, I'm really tired of them.
Yeah, I'm not.
4 fucking years later, I'm still talking to you.
Yeah.
And but the first 15 was the best part, wasn't it?
Still waiting.
The
father. She's hanging out. She's really, really. She's waiting. Yeah.
Holding out for a hero over here.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
And I like that she went from like bluesy rock star to pop music sellout without
explanation.
Conversation.
Yeah, right.
Like,
right,
like right. We didn't even have a didn't even have a 3-second dialogue with anybody about the fact that, well, you seem to be being famous for this bluesy song that you're singing with your boyfriend, but what the fuck is that shit?
And I 100% agree with whatever that decision was if she made it, but why didn't you tell us she made it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, if she decided,
like,
this is
she behind it? Because I was like, is she being like held at gunpoint?
No, because the whole movie feels like another story of talented women in the hands of inept men.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Again.
Yep.
Fuck this movie.
And constantly
fuck
going.
This movie.
Also, I'm really obsessed with one song in it, but other than that. Yeah.
Constantly, the theme of constantly going back to an emotionally manipulative man. Like, no, you're done. He's a mess. Walk the fuck away.
And she never leaves him. Like, what is wrong with that? Why? Where's the part of this entire trope that we've seen over and over and over and over and over again, where she fucking leaves him and then decides she
and
can't live without him? Like, that wasn't even in there. Like, none of her. She has no story.
And
in
is ready to give up all kinds of the things.
Yeah, just for him. Like
you forgot to add that into this fairy tale, by the way, because that's
either
supposed
show
to be
me
in
the,
there.
Like, show me the giant dick that's got you, because I don't get it. Like, what are you? And that's why I kept, like, through the whole movie, I just kept saying, like, what's the thing that the rest of us don't see? Because this relationship is a hot fucking mess.
Right.
It is 40 years since the last time we watched this story. You don't stay with a drunk drug addict. Like, you don't do it. Like, drunk drug addict. Guess what? I'm a smart woman. Even if I'm going back
but
to...
But she's got no women in her life telling her not to fucking do it.
And the gay guy just has that beautiful smile, so that, what's that going to
get like
for
I'm gonna,
well, and she goes and knocks on his door, and he's just busy getting laid. He's like, okay, tell me how it works out.
Yeah.
I feel like, because I've not seen
any of these... We spoiled
everything
for you.
I've not seen any of these movies fully. I've seen promos for this, that, and the other. I've watched segments from Judy Garland's, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I think what I need to do is I need to get all 4, because there's 4 now,
There are 4.
Right. No. I apparently need to get all 4, and I need to start with the first one, which was like 39, 36, 30, okay, somewhere in there.
It's not from the golden year, so we just take 39 off the calendar.
Yeah, it's not that great.
39 is an important year for
movies. You can totally
skip
it.
Okay, so was that the first year of Technicolor, wasn't it?
No.
No?
No.
That's the year that Hollywood got everything right.
Okay. So anywho, I should probably start with the first one, and just in sequentially watch the first, then watch the Judy, then watch the Streisand, and then get to this one, and I can then get on board with figuring out the fuck is wrong with all this shit.
It's Janet Gaynor and Frederick March.
But it's not dependent on knowing the story. Like, this is a bad movie in its own right.
Yeah,
Standalone.
It could have been a great movie. Standalone, it's a bad movie in its own right. It doesn't depend on the other movies. It doesn't depend on knowing the storyline, because you've seen it in other movies other than A Star Is Born.
Okay.
You've seen
just
it
like
any time
boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. I mean, it's the plot of 99% of the movies.
Like,
tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now you, because you are our Academy Awards liaison, and you're really a tight second in this. Where are we going with this movie? What are you expecting?
Oh, I think it's going to ride the wave. And I mean, unless the real backlash is starting outside of this show, and I haven't seen it yet. This movie was released at a time that the backlash could start up. You know, every movie goes through its, you know, every movie is like the best movie ever made, and then the backlash starts kicking back, where the people, the stragglers, are like, it's too hyped up, and by the time they see it, they're like, well, I don't get it. Like, everybody's been talking this up. It's just average. You know what I mean? And the expectation goes down, and then the eventual backlash, like, it's every year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think this movie holds up to much scrutiny. So I think... I have so many
things wrong with it. Don't get me started on those wind farms in Arizona. It's a little fucked up. What are you doing in Palm Springs, dickhead?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Simple geography.
Right.
But
well,
I think
I thought the
little,
same thing.
Little
on
Google
that.
Searching, you'll know you're in Palm Springs.
Yeah. I think song, yes. maybe two songs will get nominated for Best Original Song.
Okay. Maybe, but God, I hope not the finale.
No.
But
we're not
too.
Doing cinematography. We're not doing set design. No, we're not stock costuming.
And
none
it
of
certainly
that.
Won't get script because the only thing they say is fuck. Like at a
that's
certain
true.
Point,
I was
somebody like,
pointed that out.
I was trying to figure out, quite frankly, if it was like Bradley Cooper was trying to
make the Bradley
Sling
Cooper
Blade?
Show. He did a great
no,
job.
No, like he was imitating the Sling Blade.
No, it really is a Sam Elliott imitation.
It is.
Talk about,
it
but
is.
Then they talk about that it's on purpose.
Yeah, that it's on.
They explain that. They don't explain why Ollie went from a blues singer to a pop singer, but they explain why the fuck his voice is gravelly like Sam Elliott's.
Sure.
Right, because the thing about. the thing about the other versions, well, the first one isn't a music. The first one is about Hollywood. There is no musical component to it. The second one is where they add music because it's Judy Garland. But she becomes an actress. She's a singer that he finds somewhere, and she becomes an actress.
Right.
Like, the singing becomes super. And plus, they were making musicals at the time.
I was going to say, it was a really musical-heavy time. Like, every movie was a musical anyway.
So there was a place for an actress that could sing.
Yeah.
And then...
But yeah, she was in a big band.
Yeah. And then it's but she's also the girl at the show at the beginning. You gotta have me go with you.
That's what I'm saying. She was in that big band style traveled around. Yeah.
Perform whatever. What have yous. But then the Barbara version is produced by Barbara, pretty much script doctored by Barbara, and according to the man that directed it, directed by Barbara. So it is.
According to the man that directed it.
His name I can't think of. Trash talked her for years, and now he's like, yeah, she's right. Like that movie was never going to be
Pearson.
Great. Frank Pearson. Movie critic. He's a host on AMC. They dig him up every once in a while for a special.
Also directed Dog Day Afternoon. Hand Luke.
Like he was a men's. Prison director, like serious dramas, and that's what she wanted. And then she needed him to keep finding the female voice in the movie, and kept correcting him of like the story is about the star being born, not the fading star. Like,
oh, you know who should have directed this one? Streisand,
yeah. She showed up on set, but it does need it's completely lacking any woman's point of view, and I didn't realize
even
any
the main
woman,
characters,
right? Like, I didn't realize there just wasn't any more. I just thought, well, there's nothing about her from her point of view. Like, somebody should have script doctored.
There's
this.
Also no other women. There's a lady at the grocery store at the checkout.
Oh, at the checkout, yeah.
There's Gail, who we only see once. There's
the backup dancers, and then the girl. There's the singer. Of the Roy Orbison tribute. Is that Allison?
Oh, there is a girl there, yep. And she's a somebody.
She's a somebody. And then there's the one that hands out the award.
Yes.
For Best New Artist.
And what is the...
She's a somebody, too, and I never heard of her.
For this story, again, I have no point of reference with any other one either. What is the time frame of the story? Like, from the time that they met or whatever to the time that it ends?
Oh, it's always a whirlwind romance.
No,
it's
right, like, but it's
a
like...
Year,
is it,
2 years tops?
Okay,
yeah,
so.
That's
he was
what
in,
I couldn't
he's in
figure
rehab
out
for,
either.
It's got to be 2 years tops, because he's in rehab for 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only... definite timeline that you ever get out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're
but
it's
always
all,
a whirlwind romance. Like,
yeah,
it's,
and they're all very, like, shooting star, everything
yeah,
takes off.
Yeah, but, like,
off,
nobody's hair
fast.
Really changes. And
yeah.
Nobody, I mean, it was just kind of like, but the dog was real cute.
And, you know, the Barbara version suffers from it all being Barbara.
That was awful.
Barbara, you know.
Oh, my God.
The movie's about...
That was awful.
Because
oh, my God.
She does the Bradley Cooper
imagine
thing,
Aaron
but it kind of fits
oh,
with
bet.
The story. And Kris Kristofferson gets great songs.
Yeah.
And Chris, when they write the love theme that no one really knows is the love theme, when they write Lost Inside of You, that's a charming, and it's taken right out of real life. I think it's Leon Russell that wrote her with her, of like someone hearing her play the piano and turning it into a song, and they just gave that dialogue to Kris Kristofferson, and like, here's how it went down, improvise your way through this, and how the song was actually written. So that was, and they tried to do that with the thing, but they did it as flashback. Like, they didn't do it in, like, real time.
Oh, with the
instead
with
of
the
showing
finale.
You them writing a song together and how they put it together and their love, they do it in flashbacks. And you're like, well, he's already dead. Like, who gives a shit?
And you've interrupted the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you've interrupted
that tension that's on the stage, and you went to the flashback and you went, oh.
Well, so I wonder when did Bradley Cooper decide that this is what he wanted to do? And again, I haven't seen it, so, but I'm like, did he just, like, saw the Streisand version and decided
it's been in the works for years. It was supposed to be Beyonce, mm-hmm. and any one of a number of male co-stars from Will Smith to Leonardo DiCaprio.
At some point, wasn't it supposed to be directed by Clint Eastwood?
And it was. Steven Spielberg was involved briefly, and then it went to Clint Eastwood, and that's how, because Bradley Cooper did the movie with Clint Eastwood. He did American Sniper, and I feel like there was one other movie that he's part of. He like got wind of the property, and then because he was working on what he wanted to be his directorial debut, he picked that project because it was out there. Once Beyonce backed out the first time because of her, oh, you'll love this, now that I'm talking and thinking about it. Beyonce dropped out the first time because she announced her pregnancy, so they had to delay filming, and then when she became available again, she dropped out because she thought the part was underwritten. Because she's been in a movie before.
Beyonce fucking knows.
She knows. Now that I just realized
everybody. Are we talking about
those two things together?
Yeah. Are we talking about Dreamgirls?
Lemonade.
No, well, Dreamgirls is the one where she signed up thinking where they build her as the star of the movie, and then you're like 2 hours of the movie, and you're like, isn't that other girl the star? Right. That one we've never heard of?
Right.
Like,
who plays Effie?
She's got a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they had to write Beyonce two new terrible songs.
Right. Because what song do you remember from Dreamgirls, the remake? The song that J-Hud did.
Yeah.
Right? Right, J-Hud?
And then they even wrote her a new song that Love Me, I Do, and it was better better than any of Beyonce's songs, too.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
No shit.
I can hear the opening chords already.
Yeah, that character is just easier to... It's an easy character to write
character.
For. Yeah, it's a better character. So when you write the song with her in mind, you end up with another terrific song.
Yeah.
So she's been in the musical where somebody else outshone her when it was supposed to be her vehicle.
So she's
going
to stay in her little beehive, if you will.
No, she's
going to
wait till somebody writes an appropriate woman's role for her, and then she'll be like, not that Dina Jones was not an appropriate role, it's just that they build her as the lead, and she's not.
And she's not.
Right. But she should have known that going in. If she knew the story.
Right, but you think of Diana... Right, but when you think you're playing Diana Ross, like, there is no, you know, there's no one that usurps Diana Ross in real life. Just in this
except
show.
Except the factual story.
Right. No. But in the factual story or any scenario, Diana Ross won every argument.
Wins, right.
But in this one, Jennifer Hudson changed the way Dreamgirls was written, and all of a sudden it's not about Diana Ross, it's about the dead one.
Oops.
But she lives. Right. Contract negotiations. What's she obsessed with? Wow, we beat that horse all for a while.
I feel better, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm glad we talked that out for
you. Is that rant number two, or do we have more?
That was number two. Okay. There might be more. Who knows?
There's always time.
Been holding that one in all week.
Yeah.
I just had it, and now I let it go away. It is... It's a group. I sent it to YouTube that Jesus-y based, which was disturbing after I realized, but their voices...
Yeah.
To me, were heaven. I sent it to you just not to do anything with necessarily if you can't, but they're called Anthem Lights, and they do these medleys that are amazing.
Oh, yeah. Is this the A Star Is Born or not? The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
So they had The Greatest Showman. They have. Like a 2011 melody. They have a 2008 melody. What am I saying? I don't even know.
But it's medley.
Yes.
Other word, you'll say it again.
Pink elephant.
Yeah.
Good call. No.
Melody being the counterparts
of
harmony.
I'm saying? Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
Medley being a compilation of songs.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't think that's what I was saying.
I'm here for your English lesson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
ESL.
Anyway, they're amazing. And even when it did go into some of the Jesus-y stuff, like when I was just playing it and I didn't realize.
Jesus.
No, but I didn't realize that that's what it was,
that's what was happening. About, yeah.
And all of a sudden then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. What are they talking about? But
they were like,
voices,
Jesus, what are you doing
Jesus
here?
Christ, what is that? But their voices are...
Yeah, they're lovely.
Where the hell did you send it? I've gone through...
I sent it to your...
maybe it was a text message.
Yeah, to a text because I couldn't I couldn't send it the other way.
No, that's
right
why I can't find it.
Yeah.
Sorry. We can move. That's all right.
I know, I'm doing the same
anyway,
thing. Oh, there it is. I found
it. If you get a chance, I don't...
Should I do it now?
To what?
Should I listen to it now?
If you get the chance.
Yeah.
You got nothing else going on right now.
Oh, I'm not busy.
Turns out I'm free. Thanks for asking. There, I sent.
Did you just send it to me again?
I just sent it to you again.
Thank you.
I got a link from Al.
And Should
I watch it now?
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Are you gonna post it in the chat?
I'm gonna post it in the chat.
Thank you.
Room.
Very nice. Very nice.
There you go. Yeah.
So there you go. There's the link.
Yeah.
And enjoy that. They really do have lovely voices. It's a good time.
Yeah. And that again is just the.
Every night I lie in bed, brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be. A vision of
love. I'm afraid we're gonna get nailed. He's cute.
Oh, we're just going to keep playing it.
I'm afraid we're going to get nailed with it, so I can't do all of it. I'm afraid we're going to get stopped.
And like I said, so that's The Greatest Showman, but they have a whole bunch of other medleys. Sorry, I had to think about it for a minute. Yep. Medleys that they...
I might right now be amazing. A millionaire.
You could have.
As could I.
Yep.
So, anyway. The end.
It's all possible.
That's mine.
Mine's that fucking, just how much it really has been a light touch to a busy week was the lottery and just everybody kind of on the same page and like everybody at work with their what would you do with it? Like that conversation is just kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And
I did laugh at a few people over the past week that question was posed by somebody, you know, what would you do if you won the lottery, blah, blah, blah. And it was literally, my answer was, tell no one except my mother and our lawyer.
Right, yeah.
And then like two or three people who are like, call me. Let me know.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
Like, you may never know.
Yeah.
Ever.
And you really do have to,
except for everybody's teeth would be fixed.
I swear to God, that is why, that really is. Well, I would do it I would funnel the money through something else.
Yes, smile
that,
campaign.
Yeah, I would figure
what
that out.
What have you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just been fun. And I really was, like, kind of pressing, like, I would just get an apartment in Florence and then just go from there. Like, just, there you go.
You would get an apartment in Florence.
In Florence. Like, there you go. Now I have a residence in Florence, Italy. And then,
oh, Italy. I'm thinking Florence, Arizona. I'm like, why?
You going to go buy a house by the prison?
Why would you go there?
That's awesome.
I'm going to go buy a house right next to the women's prison.
We have a Florence, Arizona.
There's an example of not playing two women, one mind.
I see. Wow.
That's funny.
Well, nobody would find you down there in Florence, Arizona.
Sure.
Well, I hope not. It'd be the worst game of hide and seek I ever participated in if they found me in Florence.
Big signs outside your house says, do not pick up hitchhikers.
Or you would go to Florence and you would win because no one would ever come looking for you there.
Exactly. I won.
Nice. I like it.
I love the what if I won the lottery.
Oh, no, it's fun.
Well, I'm surprised. Well, can anybody guess what my obsession would be for the week?
Your neighbor from Mexico City?
Yeah.
That was 22 years ago, no.
Still fresh. No.
Still valid.
Still smell
the fact
him.
That all of these people are working to come into the country for
No. My excitement is because...
Oh, the new podcast.
Yes. Rachel... I did it wrong. I should have done this. It's Rachel Maddow presents Bagman, an MSNBC podcast that's released next Tuesday, I believe. And I've already heard a little 30-second preview of it, which I'm excited because it's her telling. I love the way Rachel Maddow tells stories. I just love how she starts it in 1814, and we come through and she figures out how to tie it to something that happens today. So that is coming next Tuesday. I've already signed up for it. Shocking, I know.
Yeah.
I believe it's eight episodes, I think. But the story is. It's not current. It's not. It's an older story, from what I understand, and I don't recall. I think somewhere in there I lost what the topic of it was about. But I was going to play. I don't know if I can pull that off or not. I was going to play the little teaser that they've got.
I guess before I find it is Carpetbaggers. Let's see if that's right.
I don't know. I lost. Oh my God! So much happening.
It's a good guess.
Brazen political bribery scandals in American history play out before the country while nobody's paying attention. Goes back 45 years to dig into a story that got overshadowed in its day. There's intrigue, corruption, envelopes of cash delivered to the White House. It's a story that's not well known, but everybody should be, especially today. Oh, yes, Bagman. Yes.
I feel like she's talked about this story before on her show.
And it's in, there's a documentary about him, too. Yes.
So, I'm very excited about this because it's... I can walk around and she can just tell me a story and I can listen to it all. Of course I'm excited about that.
She's like the and then Paul Harvey. She's like the female kind of Paul Harvey.
Actually, I would be
storyteller.
I would be ecstatic if she would start doing something like that without. Sure. Yeah, that would
without
be
you begging.
Yeah, right.
I think begging is an ugly word to use for this, but anyway,
pleading,
yes, asking for. But no, so I'm excited about that happening this week, and I have, I believe I already have our Thoughtful Vulgarity. I think I've already got that.
Oh, good.
Because something happened this week. Mom and I already talked to Mom. She knows what I'm talking about. But in case for some reason Mom doesn't make it to the end of the show, something happened this week that made me do something I haven't done in a long time, and I was like, huh, there's that. So I thought, well, we'll maybe explore this. It's something we've explored already on the show time and time again, but in light of today's current political situation with everything that's going on and flurrying around, I thought maybe we could touch on it again since it has struck so close to home. Nice. So there's that. Now we'll move on with this little deal. It is the tease. The end of Block A and into B. It's our headline segment coming up right here. IQ Talk America, get ready! Well, Megyn Kelly has a question.
Hey, would you look at that?
Stop speaking Spanish.
YouTube affects a lot of things.
MLK sculpture might be removed, but not for what you think.
Sadly, I'm not surprised.
They're going to take our homes up by the lake, you know?
Oh, and other things are missing, too.
And a man with bad gas pleads guilty. Seriously. Oh, for crying out loud. Well, you've made it through hour one. Hour two's on its way. Stick with us. Thanks a lot.
Because oh, no way. I am not one of your fans.
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educate. Syncopate.